Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Here's the moment that made the Corey Richens sentencing impossible to look away from. From the entire first half, or for the entire first half, every word from Eric's family, every word from her own children, Corey showed nothing but contempt. Then the defense started presenting their side. They got their turn to bring out folks that supposedly, you know, like Corey, bamboozled by Corey, are Corey's flying monkeys. Her mother's letter was read. Her sister called her the glue that held our family together. Crazy glue's a bitch. I hate crazy glue. Her brother broke down crying, and Corey dissolved into tears, full sobbing for the first time all day. Only when people are saying nice things about her, not when her children are pleading to never see her again. The shift was visible in real time, and the question is what it all means. Siobhan, stone-faced contempt while her children's pain is read on the record, then immediate tears and adoration. You make such good meals in the crock pot, Corey. What does that tell you about someone's wiring when the only thing that unlocks emotion is validation?
Mm-hmm. Well, that is the, you know, play out of a narcissistic person, because as we've said, she's narcissistic plus psychopathic, right? She's got the blend there. And when their story is challenged, you get rage. Mm-hmm. And the story of the narcissist is, admire me, I'm so wonderful, you know, look at all the wonderful good things I do in life. And when you saw all the contempt on her face for much of the testimony, that was when her story was being challenged, and how dare anybody challenge her story. But when her family spoke and gave their statements, it was validating for her, and see how wonderful I am. And that deeply moved her. You know, was she performing for, she knew she was on camera. Was she performing to a certain extent? Very likely. But I do think it's possible that that really touched her. You know, here's the truth about me. This is the persona that she wants people to see and believe.
Was that a meshment in action that we watched right there?
Yeah.
Where everybody collectively agrees that Corey's just keen.
Mm-hmm.
How? Yeah. I mean, do you think they actually believed that they were saying it, or do you think that was their experience with her, or was it complete BS that they were convinced or manipulated in some way to say? I mean, because it's so, their statements were so incongruent with the rest of the entire world, mm-hmm. and even the people closest to mm-hmm. her as well.
Mm-hmm. I think they most likely really believe it. And this is one of the things when we look at what makes a person narcissistic. It's when they're looked at with unrealistic terms in their family system. when they are, praised for things that they didn't really do or don't deserve to be praised for. Everybody's enmeshed. Everybody's in everybody else's business in an unhealthy way. And it could be that she did form kind of a connective tissue with the other family members, because that was just part of the family story. And that kind of family can create narcissism.
Is it lack of critical thinking? The folks who, and I'm not here to judge, and this is all opinion, but the folks who are standing up for Corey, I know we call it the flying monkeys is the term that, you know, we throw out there when we're dealing with narcissists, the supporters who are willing to go to battle, despite their arm being cut off. Is it that just no critical thinking? And then that's also what is enabling a narcissist, because nobody is able to point out the obvious insanity here. And it's just continuing to go on. I mean, the lengths to which it's gone on here, kind of stunning. I mean, for the amount of evidence that exists against Corey Richens, that there's still the monkeys haven't said, you know what, maybe we should find somebody else to fly around.
Mm-hmm. Family systems like this, very enmeshed family systems, I wouldn't necessarily call it lack of critical thinking. I'd say it's distorted thinking. And
okay.
Very close, and so the family, there's probably a lot of myths in the family about everybody in the family.
Yeah,
and totally. It's that mythology that binds them together. And so to let that mythology go could mean the sense of collapse in the family. You know, who would we be if we let this false reality go? And so it's something that, the denial is thick and they stick to it very often.
So do you think that, because again, I love harping on this critical thinking aspect of it, because I'm going to attack it as I think they aren't critical thinkers, or were they snowed because someone that is high on psychopathy like Corey hides things? Because what I'm getting at is this, if she was so much in debt, making the dumbest decisions any human being could possibly make financially, emotionally, relationship-based, and if these people were as close as they purported to be able to be such character witnesses for her, they're idiots that they couldn't help her and be loving critics to help her before she had to resort to murder to get out of debt and to deal with the things in life. And so they're either completely snowed by the moron, or that they're lack of critical thinking. So I'm going to go on the attack on this, because I think one of them is really culpable for being stupid.
Well, you may have stupid blended in there and a lot of things. But I think that she was adept at presenting a false self. And, we've seen that with her book, going on television as this loving mom and so concerned about her kids. And I mean, that's just a false self.
Right.
And she probably kept that up with the family in addition. And it's hard for people when they have an emotional investment in a story, which is Terry is just wonderful. That's their story. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to crack that with facts, right? The thing of you can't reason people out of something that they didn't reason themselves into, because it's not true. But it's coming from their emotional reality that they're very invested in.
Emotional thinking and rationalization, right?
Right.
And critical thinking.
Right? 100%. Yeah.
You know, I do wonder a little bit of the order into which all this was presented in the courtroom, because we heard, from the kids through the therapist, then we heard from Corey's family, and everybody, came and prepared. They had already written their pieces before they knew what was going to be the opening act before they took the mic. I really wonder if they all would have been saying exactly what they had, or written what they had they heard what the kids were going to be saying beforehand. Mm-hmm. Because that was what was kind of shocking to me, was people going up there after her own children said what they said, that they're still doubling, tripling down on Corey Richens. That to me was kind of like, Are we sure we want to do this, or are we just kind of like, Mike's live and the spotlight's on you, better go, it's your turn. I don't know. That to me was kind of interesting. How do you think that is? I mean, because it's the mental gymnastics here that I think that I'm trying to wrestle with, of when you hear that out of the children, like take Corey out of the equation, is it just these people are so quick to believe the mythology of Corey and so quick to just dismiss anything that's going to be negative that they already got 1,000 reps in it? They've been doing it for quite some time. Yeah. Obviously, they're coming up to this. So anything that comes out of the kids' mouths is going to be, well, they were fed that by...
Right.
And, well, and they're able to just the write it off. The therapist said it. They've rationalized it by saying the therapist said it. It's not the kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the therapist said it, and Eric's family has poisoned them.
Yeah.
And therefore, we don't take any of it seriously because it's brainwashing, basically. Yeah.
How do you think this works out for them, the supporters of Corey, now that she's in prison for the rest of her life? I know she's going to, you know, I don't think we're going to hear the end of this. Everybody said that we're probably going to hear more from Corey Richens attempting to appeal this or make noise. How do you think they stand with her going forward as time progresses, as you know, it gets a little bit, the wounds start to heal slightly, and it's not just in their face as much as it was in the past? Do people like this tend to stick with the family members that they were supporting on that sentencing day in court, or does light bulbs start to go off in their heads as time progresses?
I think if light bulbs were going to go off, that would have started happening.
The power's already out.
Yeah.
Good analogy.
Yeah. And you see that with family members that just stick with it. They stick with the story. I mean, despite all the evidence to the contrary, they maintain the innocence of their loved one and they take it to their graves. You know, they never let go of it.
So do you think that she has a grip enough on them, because we keep saying that we haven't heard the last from her, and we'll probably see appeals, obviously. Do you think there'll be advocates for her on the outside for those appeals, you know, like the Save Corey Foundation or something? And also, what other kind of things do you think we will see from this kind of, you know, psychopath behind bars besides appeals? Do you think there's some other play she'll have that she can't control herself from doing?
I would imagine she's going to do everything she can for the rest of her life to try to fight this, you know, this narrative that, you know, she's been found guilty of these awful things. There's all this evidence, and she's going to fight this forever. Is she going to try to write? Is she going to put out a book? I mean, what's going to be in the future for her? Her ego is so invested in maintaining this image, this grandiose image of herself. Will she be running groups in prison, you know, about wrongfully convicted mothers? You know, it's hard to say, but I think this is who she is, and she's not ever going to let go and be remorseful. She's never going to let go of her story.
Yeah. Well, we learned that in one of the documents that's been released leading up to this, that she had been running basically a, you know, a misinformation campaign, a campaign of intimidation is really what it is, where she had attempted through her flying monkeys. We don't know exactly who was doing this other than it was stated people on the outside in areas that Corey didn't have the access to pull the levers of creating a fake dating profile, a fake gay dating profile for the lead investigator. As I said before, like it's 1997 and she's in seventh grade. Ooh, gotcha there. And then also there was the, calling DCFS on the families, calling the FBI on his father because he was securing Eric's weapons. Basically, any place that she could try and trigger an authority to intervene on something that unless you know the truth, one will go, oh, well, let's see what's going on here. They went and investigated. They all were nothing. But she was constantly, you know, basically calling the teacher on everybody. I'm going to guess this is going to continue from behind bars. I mean, that family, her children, and judging by what she had said, and we're going to get to her speech in a moment, but saying, you know, she'll call them every day, even if they won't take her calls they just begged her not to call, to contact them. What would you say to that family, to those kids, to the caretakers of the kids, Eric's sister and brother-in-law, of what to be looking out for, what to be expecting in the years to come? Even though Corey Richens is locked away, I doubt that it's the last they're going to be dealing with her.
Yeah, unfortunately. They're going to have to be vigilant about stuff, which is another layer of stress on them, and so unfortunate. But yeah, this seventh grade level game playing, again, she just reinforces her pathology over and over and over again. And what is she going to do with all this time in prison, right? It's probably all going to be focused on revenge plans. Yeah.
I wonder how many are going to be in prison because of Corey trying to do her dirty work.
You know, yeah. I was just thinking about that, Tony, and that is, you know, Siobhan, do you think, you know, because Tony hit that great word at the beginning, you know, stalking, right? And that she equates love to stalking. And she's, I venture a guess, she's going to have some influence with people outside of jail, because you're going to have those people that want some celebrity notoriety. They want to be recognized by being associated with Corey because they're broken people themselves. You know, do you think she might be able to stalk her children from outside by having advocates and people like that, you know, try to deliver things to her kids and everything like that, that they're going to be dealing with?
I would imagine that she would try. And I think the family is probably doing a very good job of protecting the kids now. What will happen when they grow up? And will she ever give up? Probably not. So yeah, I think that's an ongoing concern.
Heavy stalking. Yeah. So is that common with psychopathy? Is that you actually have stalker traits as well?
I can't say it's common, because usually people with psychopathy, they move on to other victims over time. But in her case, you know, the parent-child thing, and she's so invested in her image of herself as a good mother, and she's going to want to continue to convince the kids of that. And that will very possibly influence the fact that it could continue.
I want to talk about that here next. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A colossal monster tearing through the streets. A city in ruins. Nowhere to hide. Until he finds a way out behind the wheel of the all-electric Toyota CHR. Instant torque, getaway handling, and immeasurable wow factor. John Cho stars in Escape. Experience the thrill. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
A colossal monster. A city in ruins. No way out. Except inside of the all-electric Toyota CHR. John Cho stars in Escape. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family today. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.